see how we can fill your head with interesting and important information here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Wednesday is upon us, the 19th of March. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler is here. Jennifer Horn is off this week. So we will replace her voice with the voices of the many, including hopefully yours in one way or another. 888-302-DOUG on the phone. Email to Doug or Ken at DougSteffen.com. I expect we'll be joined by Rich McFadden at some point here. And also there is the Twitter and the usual arrangement at Facebook.com/Good Day Show. It's not often the news media is in the news, although more and more these days because people want to talk about how the news media is overdoing it with the Malaysian airliner, et cetera, et cetera. But this story comes from Seattle. How many of you have been to the Space Needle in Seattle? Yesterday, a news helicopter crashed at the base of the Space Needle, and lots of people are talking about the video. I don't think we posted it. I don't think you need to post it, frankly, but it was everywhere yesterday. Two people were on the helicopter, and they were killed. A person on the ground, I think in his car, Kenny, he got out of the car, but the helicopter crashed on top of his car. The Como TV helicopter was lifting off from its rooftop when it hit the side of the building and went down. I'm going to give you a speculative bit of information on this based on my own experience. Some of you have heard me talk from time to time about me being the operations director of a news radio station in Boston, WEEI, in the mid-80s. One of the things that I did was to, you may remember, depending on your age, when the helicopter craze first began, there were even airplanes that were flying to report on traffic when the traffic reporting craze began. I use that phrase twice because I think it applies here. It was crazy. There were helicopters all over the place. In Boston, there were 8 radio helicopters flying all over the place. And never mind the fact that it was foolish for one reporter to be in a helicopter that we were, all of us, paying about $8,500 a month in rent for. But it was dangerous because they were all covering the traffic the same way. And there were any number. I became friends with the reporter and the helicopter pilot that worked for our radio station. And he would talk about the near misses. They used to have these guys are flying all over the place. Never mind the radio helicopters, but there were, at that point, these news helicopters that were flying all over the place. And we all know those are still used. Anybody in Los Angeles knows you can look up in the sky anytime, especially along one of the highways, and see the helicopters. If there's a chase going on, zoom, they're out there. They're all over the place, and they're on top, stacked on top of each other. So the fact that more of these things haven't happened, I'm not suggesting that that was the reason this helicopter went down, but I'm going to tell you a story. After I talked to a lot of the program directors and operations people at other radio stations in Boston, I got them to agree, or at least 4 of them, to go in with our radio station to have one helicopter and all 4 of the helicopter reporters in the helicopter reporting to the various stations, but they're on the same helicopter. Because they're all reporting on the same thing anyway, and they're all in the same place. So why pay $8,500 a month to have these helicopters, these Bell Jet Rangers flying around? Let's all go into one. We cut our expenses by 75%. So most of the guys thought it was a good idea, except for the leading competitor, and it wanted to stay out on its own, and that's fine. The point to the story, at least in terms of comparative to this, we had a Bell Jet Ranger, which is the standard pretty much for this kind of work. Anybody who's in that business knows that the Bell Jet Ranger is the standard for passenger helicopter work, commercial and well-received commercial helicopter. Well, when we first put this deal together, the company that was actually responsible for providing the helicopter decided it was going to give us a different type of copter. And it happened that the pilot reporter worked for me at WEEI, and he flew this thing. And it was I forget what the brand was, but it was certainly not a Bell Jet Ranger. It wasn't the quality. That was a Japanese helicopter, as I recall. And the first day he was up in it, the helicopter lost power, and this guy was such a good pilot, he landed it but he landed in the Stoneham Zoo. So, but at least, I mean, when the power stops in a helicopter, it's like a rock. Blunk.
Yeah.
But he felt it, and he knew it was going to stop. The engine was going to stop. So he headed for an open patch in the zoo. I mean, I remember this like yesterday. It was 1985. And then, so I'm going to get out of that okay. And they managed to get a mechanic there, and there was a problem with a line, the fuel line. And so they fixed that, and the helicopter supposedly was fine. So the next day, there was another problem with it. I think a door came loose. So Kevin came to me. His name was Kevin O'Keefe. His real name was Art McTeague, but on the air, he was Kevin O'Keefe. So he came to me, and he said, I'm not going to fly this thing anymore. It's too damn dangerous. Come to find out, it had been in a wreck and had been rebuilt. So there was a question about the integrity of the airframe of the helicopter. So I called up the guy and I said, I don't know what you're trying to pull, but our deal's done unless you supply us tomorrow morning with a Bell Jet Ranger. Well, guess what? A Bell Jet Ranger showed up the next morning. Now, the reason I tell you the story is because the regular Como TV helicopter was out for repairs, and the helicopter that crashed yesterday in Seattle was a substitute, an old helicopter that now, as they look at the maintenance records, seem to have been of questionable quality. So I wonder how many people actually, other than me, may even remember what happened in Boston, almost 30 years ago, 85, so that would be 29 years ago. I don't know that there's anything like this that's happened. I'm pretty close to this, to the radio world anyway, and I don't remember anything like this happening other than a helicopter in Boston that had a kid that worked for me. He was a really good kid. I remember him, Chip Whitmore, that actually crashed. It was working for the competitor, crashed into a building. He was killed. The pilot was killed. The regular pilot was off that day, and they had a substitute pilot, and he crashed into a building, and he was a father of two kids. It was awful. This is dangerous stuff. Flying helicopters around like this is, especially, again, if there's this pressure, you got to get the story, you got to get out there, you got to hurry up, you got to be first. And I'm not saying that that's a part of this, but I know that that's the theory, that's the thing that's in the mind of these people who are the editors on news desks, television, radio, newspapers. You got to be there first. You got to get out there. Let's go. So, again, not knowing what the I'm just speculating at the various things that might have been a part of this story. Sad reality, the photographer and the helicopter pilot both killed. And it would seem it wasn't necessary. You don't think there's going to be a few lawsuits in that puppy, right? 14 after the hour, 888-302-3684. Isn't it interesting how something like that would at least grab the attention of a lot of people, a lot of news today and yesterday? It was kind of like it was kind of like Monday mornings. The break from the Ukraine and the Obamacare and the plane came in the form of an earthquake here in Southern California. And I'm sure most of you, if you haven't seen it, you can find it pretty easily. But most of you have seen that video, that like 900 jillion million hits of the news anchors at KTLA.
Yeah.
When the earthquake hits, they jump under the desk, and the camera's on, and that's what you're looking at. These guys getting up, and the looks on their faces is priceless. Great video. But it's just, you know, one of those things that distracts us as we dissect different pieces and parts of the news. It distracts us a little bit, and maybe those distractions are good. Back to other things like these the Russians and some other things that are interesting going on today. First, let me tell you something else that's interesting. What you can do about the bags and puffiness under your eyes this morning, they don't need to be there. You don't want them there. So how do you get rid of them? Well, thanks to GenuCell and the company doing stem cell therapy to understand what needs to be done. And you know what? Maybe I like to tell anecdotal stories sometimes, and I'll underscore this. Most of you hear me talking about my dog, Charlotte, who's an English bulldog, who'll be 14 this spring. And that's unheard of for bulldogs. The essence of her only problem is arthritis in her elbows and her shoulders. So I'm investigating a lot of different things that can lessen the pain so she can walk normally. And I found there are two things. People have had, and I remember my former wife had this done, PRP, I believe it is, Kenny. It's the taking of the blood, shaking out the platelets, and injecting the platelets directly into the area that's inflamed to try to heal them. So I'm in the process of doing that with Charlotte. But there's another wildly expensive way of dealing with this pain, and it's basically a result of stem cell therapy, the kinds of research that's been done. You can take fat from a part of the body and do the usual research, DNA research or whatever, and they come up with a way to treat the affected area. And the reason I bring it up is because the stem cell therapy that was done by the folks that created this at Chamonix, the product called GenuCell, did the same thing. So they figured out how to take a product using stem cell therapy and apply it to the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. And basically, in 12 hours, you'll see a huge difference in how your face looks. So if you're worried, you're concerned, you just don't like, whether you're a man or a woman, all these bags, the puffiness, the lines, and that sort of thing, call 800-543-9262. Why don't you do it now while you're thinking about it? I've made this sort of dramatic pitch, but I think that it's realistic. A lot of people just don't get enough sleep. And if you're mature, 40s and beyond, you're getting that puffiness and that baggy look, and you don't like it. That's why calling 800-543-9262 makes so much sense. Order GenuCell right now and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. That's free. So your whole face is fixed by calling 800-543-9262 and paying for one product, but you get two. 800-543-9262.
This is not a drill, people. The Spring Into a Honda sales event means great deals on the sensational Honda Accord, loaded with standard features like a rear-view camera, named a Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 28 times. Wait, let's give that its due respect. 28 times! Head over to the Spring Into a Honda sales event for 0.9% APR financing for well-qualified buyers.
Car and Driver, January 2014. See dealer for financing details.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit up, did my makeup, played to train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds. And keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Afrin No Drip starts relieving nasal congestion in seconds, keeps working for 12 hours. Use it as directed, please.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
A healthy heart is a happy heart, and a healthy heart means a happy body. Friend, if you're suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, clogged arteries, or arthritis, you've got to try Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. Try finding that in a pharmaceutical. Go to HBExtract.com. That's HBExtract.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life with Heart and Body Extract.
From The Voice last night, Team Adams, Caleb Elder, and Delvin Choice singing The Man. Let's listen to this and see who Adams selects as his winner.
Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. This is my world.
So I heard that life's a test. Been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold and from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed.
Stand up now and face the sun. Well, I can tell or turn it around.
I have to do what must be done. Be a king with kingdom come.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man.
You can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. And you can tell everybody. I'm a man, I'm a man, I'm a man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm a man, I'm a man.
Listen to Adam contemplating here.
Before I get to the testing, I just wanted to say how remarkable it is that Shakira speaks English as her second language, and she speaks it better than Blake Shelton does.
I speak Oklahoman. I don't speak English.
I commend you for the excellent usage of the word Herculean.
Herculean. Cool, right? That's a cool word.
Okay, but now to get really serious. I am so happy about one big thing here. When we started, it was a disaster. We worked on it. A lot of rhythmic changes. It's a deceptively hard song. It's a big deal that you guys got to this point. So I'm very proud of you guys for that.
Thank you.
You know, Caleb, you have a great quality to your voice that does need to mature. But there's like a thing there that's really special about what you do.
Thank you very much.
Delvin, you got a lot of voice. We have the opposite thing where we got to kind of wrangle it in sometimes. So there was a big challenge for both of you guys.
Adam, I know it's hard, but the time has come. Who is the winner of this battle?
I am beyond proud, and I think that you've both shown me major improvements. The winner of this battle is Delvin.
So Delvin Choice was the choice out of that. If you're following The Voice, you're interested to know that Shakira chose Clarissa as her winner in the competition between Clarissa and Jeremy Briggs. And on Team Usher, Brittany Kamel and Melissa Jimenez were up against one another, and Usher chose Melissa. So I hope that doesn't take away the suspense for those of you who have this DVR, but that's the way it shook out. Late night shows last night, Jimmy Fallon up first, then Seth Meyers here.
Things have gotten very tense now between the U.S. and Russia. In fact, during his speech today, Vladimir Putin criticized the U.S. for always thinking that it's always right. We're always thinking that we're right. then he went back to organizing an election where you can't vote no. It's like, you either might now or later. It's like a Netflix account.
Yeah.
You sure you want to cancel now? You must cancel Netflix later, or we'll come back. Or buy free movies. Want to try for a weekend, maybe? No, I don't want it anymore. Okay, look, I'm going to pretend you never said anything. You have all...
I don't want it. But now we're imposing sanctions against certain Russian officials. So now they can't visit America anymore. They can't do business with America. And President Obama said that these sanctions are supposed to show Putin that there are consequences to his actions.
Mm.
Yeah. Putin was like, I see. Like, if my action is take Crimea from Ukraine, then I get Crimea from Ukraine. Yeah, I see the consequences.
This is fascinating to me. But a town in upstate New York has started giving deer birth control to try and curb overpopulation. And if you think hunting deer is a challenge, try getting a condom on one.
What a visualization that is. All right, I think we'll leave you at this point, Elizabeth, and then return on the other side with a focus on what's going on in Ukraine. Hi, it's 28 after here, and good day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute. Today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, was it a big deal that the GOP won a special election in Florida's 13th congressional district?
Son, you're a young man now. I just wanted to take a few minutes and talk about, well, about men and women.
I know all about that stuff.
Well, you might know a little biology, but do you know how to treat a woman?
I guess I could use a little direction. So how do I treat a woman, Dad?
You know, I'm not going to tell you. You have to figure that out by yourself.
How?
Well, first I suggest you watch a lot of bad TV and violent movies and observe how women get treated there.
Okay. I'm kind of doing that already. What else?
Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. When you're at school, be sure to take careful note of what irresponsible older boys say.
I sure will.
Sometimes the only message boys get is the wrong one. Many young men need advice and direction on how to behave towards women. You can help provide it. By teaching boys early that violence against women is wrong, you can help prevent domestic violence. For tips on what to say, visit www.endabuse.org. End abuse. Teach early. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council and the Family Violence Prevention Fund.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question from Madeline and Korn. Did the GOP success in the Florida special off-year election indicate that they'll do well in 2014?
Special elections, they're illustrative, but not dispositive. Midterm elections are attended by fewer numbers of people, but better informed people. So it says something that's illustrative about Obamacare. He did run on it. He did answer the charge.
I'd agree with most of that. The health care polling has been pretty steady over the last 2 years, and I think that you had low turnout on the Democratic side because they're not as angry about stuff as people who are angry about Obamacare. This is a sign to the Democrats that they're going to have to come up with some different strategies. The outside money makes a big difference.
I'm your host, Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Mary Madeline and
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Hello to everybody who's listening around the country and around the world. There are lots and lots and lots of ways to get this program, whether it be on the great radio stations. That's our niche, obviously, and having the ability to wake up a lot of people around the country and around the world is kind of a cool thing. Also, you can hear the Good Day program on the Good Day app, available on iTunes, on the CRN app, CRN Digital, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, that's an Android and an iTunes item. Podcast One is now the preferred way for people to hear the whole program synthesized every day. It's about an hour and 40 or 50 minutes worth of what's happened on Good Day. That's at Podcast One, O-N-E, Podcast One spelled out .com. All right, catch the daily medium. This is all of these media, pretty fascinating, actually, to get down to the technology of it. Contents on the Good Day program coming from you at 888-302-3684. I'm sure a number of you will want to weigh in on what's going on in the Ukraine. I'm going to give you an update on that, and then I want to tell you a story about something that I would not normally bring to your attention, except that it is so egregious that it needs an airing. First, though, Russian President Putin has added, along with the people that he works with in Russia, added Crimea to the map. Crimean citizens voted to leave the Ukraine. There are a lot of people who are wondering what would have happened had the Tartars been able to vote or they decided to vote. It wouldn't have changed the election. So those who say it's a fraudulent election, I'm not sticking up for the methodology here, other than in the reality, most of the residents of Crimea are of Russian descent, and they voted, what was it, Kenny, 97% of them, I think, voted 96%, 94% yeah, to join Russia again. Even though the Tartars didn't vote, the Tartars are only, I think, 13, 14% of the overall population. So it wouldn't have changed the outcome one way or another. So you can ask whether or not this was a put-up job or not. Looking at the map, you can see the Crimea basically is not a solid part of Ukraine. It's as much connected in terms of landmass to Russia as it is to the Ukraine. And I don't even know, frankly, I wouldn't presume to tell you that I know, because I don't presume to tell you that I know everything, how Crimea got annexed to the Ukraine in the first place. Kenny, do you know the history of that? Looking at a map, you can see there's a little isthmus that connects Crimea to the Ukraine, but also the same sort of isthmus connects it to Russia. So, but I don't know when the first, you know, the Russians want it because it's great seaport, good resort area, pretty good agriculture there. And you know, I don't see that they want Ukraine at all. I think it's, even though there are troops all over the place there, I think that the prize was Crimea. Am I wrong, or am I on the right page there?
No, I think Putin actually said something yesterday about that he had the right to pick off any pieces of Ukraine that he wanted.
Oh, that's good for him.
Yeah.
Putin has also dismissed Western criticism of the vote, saying the West was encroaching on Russia's vital interests. That's a bunch of nonsense. There's nothing vital about the Ukraine, except it's good for their economy. The new government in Ukraine called Putin a threat to the whole world. Vice President Joe Biden warned that the U.S. and Europe would impose sanctions, more sanctions against Russia. John Kerry said, the Cold War is over. Get over it, Putin. Putin said, I'm going to impose sanctions on the 8 senators who came to visit Crimea last week. And they're waiting to... It's just silliness. It really is. It's silly stuff. Anyway, you may not think that's the case, so you're welcome to dial this up at 888-302-3684. Got a few calls coming in on that. While Michael's working that over, I want to tell you the story about a man in Cicero, Illinois. The story of this man and his gunning down of his 15-year-old girlfriend outside her home has a rather sordid and twisted history. The man who was, according to the prosecutor in Cook County, which is Chicago, Kristen Piper, asked a judge for a warrant to arrest Eric Maya on February 23rd. He missed an appointment at the court. The judge turned her down, judge's name Gregory Genex. Looking at the court transcript, you would see that the judge said, we won't issue a bench warrant against him because the weather is bad and he couldn't make it to jail. I mean, he couldn't make it to court. He said, we're conscious the weather, the judge says, we're conscious the weather has been very bad today. It's 10 degrees below zero. So it's understandable how this gentleman couldn't make it to court. So, the judge postponed his appearance until the next week. Meanwhile, 6 days later, this guy who, as I said, I think was, what, 23? Did I say he was 23? Shot and killed his 15-year-old girlfriend and her mother as they sat in a car.
Jeez.
The woman was shot in the neck. The daughter was shot twice in the head. So this woman had been in court that day, the day of the inclement weather, to lay out her fears. In other words, she worried for her life, she told the judge and the prosecutor, but the prosecutor didn't pay much attention to it. She was a freshman in high school. Mother said they had a boyfriend-girlfriend relationship. I mean, you can get into all kinds of stuff. What the heck is the mother allowing a 23-year-old to see a 15-year-old? I mean, that's a separate conversation for another time. This guy was on probation for the killing of somebody else when he was underage. I mean, do you scream when you hear these things? This kid at 17 or 16 killed somebody else. He was sent through the system and got time in jail, but he was out of jail. This is his girlfriend. She doesn't like him anymore. The mother says, you can't see me. Whatever it was. So he kills them both. And the judge says, well, the killing, to be fair, happens after the judge doesn't issue a bench warrant for this guy because he couldn't make it to jail because the weather was bad. Give him a break, says the judge. Right. So now there are two people dead because the judge was a jerk. How much of this stuff do we continue to hear all the time and want to tear our hair out? The mother had petitioned for a protective order. Apparently, this guy met her on Facebook or something. Well, you know, again, the issue isn't here why a 23-year-old is going out with a 15-year-old, and the mother knows it. The mother, by the way, is only 30-something or other. So, anyway, when I saw that, it really troubled me, and I thought, it's another way. I'm not trying to crank you up. I just think that we ought to know what's going on in the legal system. Cook County is notorious for having a horrible, I mean, it's a crooked place to begin with. And as nice as the city of Chicago is, man, are they corrupt there? politicians, the jurisprudence system just is corrupt as hell. Anyway, Aide Kenny, you started to say something. I'm sorry.
No, just disgusted.
Disgust, yeah. 888-302-3684. All right, let's take a couple of calls on what's going on in Ukraine. Here's Tracy in Maryland with some thoughts on this whole story, the Russian story, the Crimean story, the Ukrainian story, the U.S. story. What's the story?
I think that this may have something more to do with the IMF and the SDRs and the baskets of assets that each country is supposed to have. And I think it's about a fight over the assets of Ukraine. I think that's exactly what's going on. I think this has more to do with the American dollar. And if Russia and China pull out from the American dollar, then things can go real downstream real fast. I think there's a lot more to this than what we're really hearing.
You think, huh? 888-302-3684. Here's Bob in Florida listening to The Jet.
I've known a lot of Ukrainians for 30 and 40 years, and there's no way that these people are this is a put-up job. These people are very proud of their country. That'd be like somebody coming into America and saying, hey, don't you want to become part of Russia? Just like, give me a break.
Kathy, another Floridian with thoughts on Mr. Putin.
Something people have forgotten, before the Olympics, Russia was being threatened, but with serious terrorist threats, okay? Putin had to really beef up security. That's something we have in common. I think both presidents understand that. Now, there's also something called sphere of influence. Every country abides by that. Anything that happens near your border or close to you, you do take an interest in. So when there was this instability in Ukraine, Putin was very wary. Because you can have a void there when there's rebellion and anybody can come in. And, of course, he had to protect his military fleet down in Crimea. Putin did what George W. Bush did not. After 9/11, Bush did not secure our borders. That was National Security 101, and he failed.
All right. Speak Out continues. Here's Keith in Ohio to wrap this up.
They should recheck all of these treaties with the Russians, and he should have told Vladimir that, look, you show no honesty here. We're going to cancel all the ICBM treaties, cancel all these weapons treaties with him, and I agree they should do something about the ruble. They should say that it is not accepted in the United States any longer. He needs to do something really concrete, really something that has meaning that Vladimir Putin understands. That's the only thing apparently they understand, apparently.
All right, so enough on that. I think so far I think I've failed the Rich McFadden test on let's have some bright, exciting news to start your day. There's not a lot of stuff today.
I'm the happy police here.
I understand, and that's good because I usually want to be happy myself. But you look at that helicopter crash in Seattle.
Sad.
You look at the plane and what we know and don't know about that going on.
There's all kinds of bad news or that surrounds us, but there's all kinds of fun stuff to talk about, too.
Really? All right. So let's see what. Well,
landscapers in our area are having a big mulch madness sale.
Really?
I heard that. Perfect. That was the thing that put a smile on my face on the radio this morning.
Actually, what'll put a smile on your face is something that Ashton Kutcher did before he asked Mila Kunis to marry him. That's coming up here in a moment. If you're losing your hair, stop it right now. Stop losing your hair.
Stop
it by using Provia. The all-natural hair thinning therapy that lots of people are talking about. I was talking to one of the fellows that owns one of the radio stations that carries this program. Very nice guy. He's follicularly challenged. And so I was teasing him a little about it. I have to be careful because I don't really know the guy well enough to know whether I can tease him. I asked him afterwards, you don't mind being teased? He wears a hat all the time. He said, no. I said, you might want to try Provia. He says, does it work on guys like me that don't have any hair? I said, yeah. It does. If you want to reactivate your aging follicles, you cleanse your scalp, get the pores cleaned out, and the hair that's under your scalp starts growing again. That's how Provia works. Order it now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319. 525-8319. Upgrade to priority shipping free. When you mention Doug Steffen, that's Provia, which stops your hair loss naturally now. Or now you call that number, and it'll get to you pretty quickly. And then you go to work, and in a couple of months, you'll be amazed at the hair that's growing back on your noggin. Stop hair loss by dialing 800-525-8319.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
The U.S. is the largest consumer of farm salmon worldwide, consuming more than 280,000 tons in 2013. In fact, global demand for salmon has doubled in the last decade and is expected to double again by 2020. That's why at Boston's Seafood Expo North America, industry leaders have joined forces with World Wildlife Fund and the Food and Agricultural Organization of the United Nations and Rabobank to put sustainability before competition when it comes to the environment. The Global Salmon Initiative's Althelga Oskog says the goal is to create a unique model of environmental cooperation and best practice sharing to promote industry sustainable progress.
We will be working at biosecurity, which has been a big issue in the past. We'll be working at feed and sourcing of feed raw material, as well as we will try to achieve some of the toughest standards in this industry.
The hope is to create a plan to meet not only the desire for industry success, but also the need to preserve the industry for future generations. I'm Bobby Owens reporting.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of Victor, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized the release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these Victor starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-421-6656. The revolutionary Victor design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no unhealthy tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love without restriction, no matter where they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with Victor. Again, free Victor starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656. 1-800-421-6656.
All right, Richie wants a sweet story. Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah?
Has gone the traditional route. You know, he proposed to Mila Kunis. A lot of people have been, when he goes to watch the Lakers games, they sit down in the front. She's got a big diamond. And there was a big thing on TMZ about how she held her hand so that everybody could see the rock, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Anyways, a story in People magazine this week. He got the blessing of her father, Mark, before he asked her. He talked with the father. He asked for the blessings from the father to marry her. According to this story in People, Ashton thought it was important to be respectful and traditional. This is the real thing for me, and I want to do it right.
As opposed to that last triumph I was married to.
Me, right. Well, I mean, I don't think I'd be saying, if it were me, I wouldn't want to take shots. Why would you?
What's the age when you still have to ask the father for his permission?
I don't know.
If they're 35.
Matthew asked me for my permission when he asked Megan.
And they were 35
or 33. Yeah, right.
So okay.
He asked me. It was okay. It was nice, actually. Kind of sweet. I cried.
Yeah, very nice.
51 after the hour.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now, 53 past the hour on the independent radio program known as the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler, all of us are here to serve you. We're, what is the expression that I love? At your service and on your side. With lots of information. Jennifer off this week. It's Tech Talk time. Usually this is the spot for our report from Shelley Palmer, and then there's usually some ancillary information that I want to pass along to you. First, though, Shelley will talk with you about T-Mobile's recent spat with BlackBerry and how that affects you. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, T-Mobile recently outraged BlackBerry CEO John Shen when the wireless provider emailed its BlackBerry customers encouraging them to upgrade to an iPhone 5S with no money down. After an angry blog post by Shen, T-Mobile apologized for the email and offered BlackBerry owners a big-time trade-in credit if they wanted to upgrade their phones, $250 towards a new BlackBerry or $200 towards any other new phone. This move did lead to lots of upgrades, but it didn't lead to very many new BlackBerries. The recently ended promotion saw 15 times more BlackBerry trade-ins than usual, but 94% of those upgrades saw BlackBerry customers leave for another platform. Even with an extra $50 on the table to upgrade to a Q10 or Z10, nearly 19 out of every 20 upgrading BlackBerry owners decided to jump ship. Is this the beginning of the end for BlackBerry? Not quite. T-Mobile's BlackBerry options are pretty slim, and Chen said his company would focus on AT&T and Verizon, where his company's phones do much better. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Okay, Gigantic Wireless Company, I'm breaking up with you, and I'm switching to Net10 Wireless. With their Bring Your Own Phone plan, I can keep my phone, my number, even my 4G LTE network, and still cut my monthly phone bill in half. It's not you, it's me. Okay, it's mostly you.
The Bring Your Own Phone plan from Net10 Wireless. Unlimited data, text, and talk, including 2.5 gigabytes of high-speed data each month on America's largest and best networks. Just $50 a month, available at stores nationwide and at net10byop.com. Month equals 30 days. Certain restrictions apply. Please refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at net10wireless.com.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
After eating, when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all-natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good. Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. I'm bringing you part of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's been 20 years since you've seen any real innovation in the medical exam known as a colonoscopy. Brian Osich is here to report on new technology that allows your doctor to see more so that more lives can be saved.
Colon cancer is the second leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., but 90% of these cancers can be avoided if detected early enough. Dr. Ian Gralnick says colonoscopy is the best way to detect precancerous lesions, and now the procedure has gotten even better.
Traditional scopes used during a colonoscopy give doctors only a limited forward view, causing them to miss precancerous polyps that hide behind folds. In contrast, the Fuse full-spectrum colonoscopy gives doctors a panoramic view of the colon, allowing them to see almost twice the anatomy.
Seeing more of a patient's colon can allow doctors to identify a greater number of potentially precancerous lesions.
A study recently published in the Lancet Oncology suggests doctors who use traditional colonoscope missed 41% of precancerous polyps versus missing only 7% when they used Fuse. Fuse full-spectrum colonoscopy has three lenses and three monitors, allowing doctors to see forward and on each side of the colonoscope.
For more, visit FuseColonoscopy.org. That's healthcare now from EndoChoice.
EndoChoice. All right. George Clooney has a new girlfriend.
Well, Jennifer's going to be all upset.
I'm very upset. An accomplished lawyer, 36 years old, Amal Alamuddin is her name. She represents WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange.
Really? Bet she's ugly, too.
And no, she's very attractive.
Yeah, I know. It's a joke. Get it?
Oh, okay.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.